This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. President Obama was in New Hampshire today pitching his jobs agenda to voters who, at the moment, are getting barraged by a new ad from one of the president's possible 2012 rivals, Mitt Romney.
We have a moral responsibility not to spend more than we take in. I'll make sure that America is a job-creating machine like it has been in the past. It's high time to bring those principles of fiscal responsibility to Washington, D.C.
Today, WBUR begins a series of stories on Romney's roots in Massachusetts. We'll look at the Bay State's history with Mitt Romney, how his career in business and his time as governor shaped who he is today.
Romney, of course, first landed in our part of the world, as so many presidential candidates do, to attend Harvard University. WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer has been reporting on Romney's college years, and she joins us now to talk about them. Hey, Sasha.
Hi, Adam and Anthony.
So Mitt Romney arrived at Harvard in 1971. Take us back. What was the mood on campus at the time? And how did Romney see things there?
This was 1971, of course, as you said, and this was high fervor of anti-Vietnam protesting.
Sure.
All over the country, including Harvard. There had just been, 2 years before he arrived, a student takeover of an administration building in Harvard Square where students end up being...
An occupation, exactly.
Police barged in with mace and billy clubs and arrested students. When Romney showed up in 1971, people still remembered this quite well. And so there was an attitude in some ways of hostility on campus, even among his law school classmates, a lot of long-haired, flannel-wearing sort of hippie types. Mitt Romney was not one of those. Many of his classmates said he was unusually optimistic. He was a supporter of the Vietnam War. He was not the protesting type, certainly not a radical.
You spoke to several of his former classmates. What did they remember about him? How did he fit into the scene?
They say he was not a political superstar. His dad was a big deal. His dad had been governor of Michigan and president of American Motors and was in the president's cabinet at the time. But Romney, they say, was relatively earnest. He was down to earth. He didn't flaunt his political background. They say he was a very nice guy. Now, I want to remind you, this is a window in his life. This is just his Harvard years.
Sure.
Someone online today posted an email saying, "You're ignoring that this man destroyed jobs." He hadn't done that yet. He was a student. So we're looking at a few years in his life as a student.
And of course, our series is going to get to that part.
Yes.
Later on. But in your story, you talk about this very selective dual degree program that really shaped Romney's years at Harvard. Tell us about what he did.
Right. When he came to Harvard in 1971, this dual degree program was only about 2 years old. It was Harvard Law School, Harvard Business School. You attend both simultaneously and come out with quite a powerhouse degree. You get all the theory of law school, plus all the practical how to run a business training of the business school. Now, interestingly, at that time, and maybe now, the law school and the rest of Harvard looked very condescendingly on the business school. They thought it was this trade school or charm school. And here's what one of Romney's law school classmates, Mark Mazo, said about that.
The law school was considered to be the best place you could go after college, and the smartest kids would go to the law school. And then if you just wanted money, you'd go to the business school. Many of us at the time prejudged it and didn't think it was a real profession. We thought it was sort of crass. We thought we were smarter than the kids at the business school, although it turned out we were a lot dumber because they did much better than we did over the course of their lives.
So, you know, many of the business school classmates I spoke with, they're retired already. The law school classmates may have big jobs as partners, but they're still working.
Yeah.
So Romney got that dual degree. He's now worth $250 million. He's used it to great use. So he was in that very selective program.
I almost feel silly asking this question, but what drew him specifically to that program?
Well, his father apparently wanted him to go to law school. It's the kind of thing your dad wants you to do. And he was really interested in business school. So he satisfied both by doing this dual degree program. Oh, of his 800 business school classmates and 550 law school classmates, only 15 earned that dual degree. Highly selective.
And you talked to another one of his classmates.
I did. Her name was Janice Stewart. She was one of the very few women in that program. And here she is describing what that powerful twin business law degree could do for you.
If you came out of that MBA-JD joint program, it's hard for me to imagine a task that somebody could put in front of you that you couldn't do other than brain surgery. But running anything, running a company, running the Olympics,
and, of course, Romney did both of those things. He ran a company. He ran the Olympics. So this degree played out for him in a very useful way.
In the end, Sasha, how do you think that the portrait that emerges of Romney from his Harvard years compares to the image that many voters have of him today.
Well, this was a very challenging thing for me about doing the story, which is that we know today a lot of people think of Romney as a flip-flopper. They feel like his convictions aren't very solid. They feel like he's destroyed jobs. But remember, again, at the time, he was a graduate student. He was in his mid-20s. He wasn't a politician or a businessman yet. So we're seeing what his classmates thought of him then. And I think that what we see now is what 40 years of the real world change, what it does to you and how it changes you.
Broadly speaking, what are we trying to accomplish with this series looking at Romney's roots in Massachusetts? We're not necessarily celebrating them, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, what we're trying to do is look at the ways that Romney, what he did in Massachusetts, how Massachusetts shaped him. I mean, many of the challenging issues Romney has to deal with on the campaign have to do with what he did when he was in Massachusetts. He worked for Bain, which oftentimes caused companies to lose jobs. He was the governor during the Big Dig tunnel collapse when a woman died. Many of the controversial things he has to answer for happened when he was in Massachusetts, and our future stories will look at those.
What part of his life are we looking at next?
We are looking at his professional career at Boston Consulting Group and Bain Capital.
All right. WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You can hear more of Sasha's reporting on Mitt Romney's education in Massachusetts later today on All Things Considered.
And if you're still planning your Thanksgiving dinner menu, stay tuned. Coming up, four chefs from some of Boston's best restaurants share their ideas for a non-traditional Turkey Day feast. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.